Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And I'm Jason Hope Inman.
Welcome to the Geek History Lesson Extra podcast, but you already knew that because you're an amazing patron and you subscribe and you listen to us talk about all kinds of cool, extra weird stuff at the end of the podcast.
Thank you.
So today we are talking about some Jean Grey stuff, and
yes, we
talked about some Omega level mutant stuff, and
yes,
we're going to debate who we think is the most powerful one.
Let's make it so.
So Omega level mutants, basically, if you need the rundown again, are the most powerful mutants that can potentially be immortal and change matter.
Why wouldn't they call them alpha level mutants? Why Omega?
Because of the power over life and death, I guess.
Or maybe they didn't want to put alpha in there because of alpha flight.
Yes. Right. I don't know.
All right, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. Whatever. Keep
Ask doing. Chris Claremont.
Yeah, right. Hey, Chris, call up this podcast. We know you listen.
Yeah. So I'm going to read you a list. I read you a shorter list, but I'm going to read you a full list of all of the known Omega-level mutants.
According to the list that you found. There might be more out there.
Right. According to my research.
Sure.
I'm sure someone's going to tweet me and tell me I missed one. And I think it would be interesting, too, to debate if we think someone was left off this list.
Okay. I have a feeling this is a long list, but
it is not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I expected it to be longer. So Omega level mutants include Phoenix.
Yep.
Quentin Quire.
Yep. Kid Omega.
Vulcan.
The third Summers brother.
Rachel Summers.
The alternate future child of Jean Grey and Cyclops.
Iceman.
Bobby Drake.
Legion.
David Hayter, the son of Professor X.
Elixir.
Who's Elixir?
Elixir is from the same generation as X-23. They're buds, and Elixir can touch you and heal you and also transmute matter into other matter. I think it's the healing factor is why
Sure. He's
Omega level.
Okay.
He's a boy, yeah.
Okay.
He kind of looks like he's like fiery but wet.
I don't think I've ever seen this mutant, but sure.
Franklin Richards.
Yeah.
Psylocke.
Okay.
Hope Summers.
Hope Summers is the first mutant born after M-Day. Yeah, sure.
Strife.
Strife is the clone of Cable. Same powers as Cable.
Professor X.
Yep.
And Mr. M.
Where's Cable?
Yo, this is the list that I found. I don't know.
If Strife is on here,
Cable should be on here. I'm just going to fix that. Cable.
I hope
the Foley work of me typing was up to.
And then also, if Cable's on that list, then that means that Nate Gray, the X-Man, is on that list.
Wow.
I think they're missing some people.
Who do you think is missing?
Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. I'll put Apocalypse on here. Who else do you think they're missing?
That's interesting. Do you think they were missing anybody?
I'm surprised that Emma Frost isn't on the list.
That's an interesting choice. Another mutant, but he was killed before I think they came up with a term of Omega Mutants, is Proteus, the other son of Professor X.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, like, killed during the John Byrne run. I would consider him to be an Omega-level mutant.
I'm also... Do we have all of the Jean or version of Jean and Scott children? We have Rachel, Hope...
We do.
Nate... And all the other versions.
Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. We have all the future Summers, which every one of them would be on this list.
Because I would also assume, I said, so if Emma Frost is on the list, then the Stepford Cuckoo should be on the list as well.
Let me ask you this: would Cyclops not be on this list too?
Well, the only Summers brother on the list is Vulcan. Is the least interesting one.
Interesting.
Because it's funny because I was like, maybe Cyclops, but I don't think Havok would be.
Well, Havok and Cyclops have the same energy levels. So if one of them makes it on the list,
the other one has to, right.
Which to me also would say that if Vulcan makes it on the list, that automatically includes Havok and Cyclops as all being brothers.
But I know that Cyclops has like never been considered an Omega level mutant because it was always a big deal that Jean was.
Okay. Well, let's leave Cyclops off.
I know
Vulcan has some weird Shi'ar experimentation.
I literally know nothing about Vulcan.
Yeah, he's best left forgotten.
I was also surprised that Magneto was not on the list.
I think Magneto is definitely on the list. He is an Omega level mutant. They say that in the movie in X-3.
Yeah, but so X-3. Omega level mutant could definitely be interpreted loosely because there's limited rules to it. In the same way that there's limited rules to Scarlet Witch's powers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But in X...
Scarlet Witch? How is she not on this list?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's right?
I think Magneto's
I compiled this from like 10 lists, and no, cannot believe what a shitty list it is.
Well, I think, okay, Scarlet Witch. The Excellent Sandwich Shop. I think Scarlet Witch is definitely on this list.
But then is Pietro? I mean, they're twins.
No. I don't think Pietro is, because she can rewrite reality. She's definitely on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I swear to God, I've read a comic book where they said Magneto is an Omega level mutant. I think Magneto, as the mutant who can tip the poles of the Earth, he's on this list.
I don't know if I ever finished saying it, but I think the X3 explanation of what the mutant rankings is plays really fast and loose with.
Sure. But I think Magneto and Scarlet Witch are both on this list.
And then what about, if we have Franklin, what about Val?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the difference between the two of them. Valeria's powers are all about her genius.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have...
She doesn't have powers.
She doesn't have powers per se. Her powers are like kind of super intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Franklin's powers are altering reality.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Onslaught is technically a real being. Would Onslaught not be considered on this list as well? Although he's, you know, but he does.
But he's a composite.
But he psionically, he becomes physical manifestation.
Yeah.
You know, I get, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. All right. So, okay, let's, can we throw Magneto and Scarlet Witch on our
list?
Yeah,
sure.
And then let's just stop right there.
Sure.
Do you think there are anybody else that we like? I'm surprised Psylocke is considered an Omega level mutant because she just seems like Ninja Girl.
I am too, but I've done some research on Psylocke. I've read some stuff of Psylocke and I taught the lesson, but like, I feel like there's been an understanding with Psylocke that she is more powerful than I've ever felt has been illustrated.
Well, that's the idea behind Bobby Drake as well.
Right. I like the fact that Iceman is on here like shocks me.
No, Bobby Drake is an Omega level mutant. They've demonstrated several times in the comic books that Bobby Drake is, and they do this with a lot of the original five, which is weird.
I mean, I love Bobby, like I'm happy, but
Bobby
I'm surprised
Drake,
by it.
Bobby Drake is afraid of his powers.
Yes, that's a thing.
And they've showed it. It was a big storyline through the 90s because there was a storyline where Emma Frost, before she turned good of Generation X, she took over Bobby Drake's body, and she easily beat all 75 members of the X-Men at the time.
You're not wrong.
Because she played fast and loose with his powers. Also at the same time, because all at that time he was only like, he looked like an icy version of himself,
yeah.
And he just rode around on the ice sled.
Yeah.
And she turned into like kind of what we see as the modern Iceman, where like he's all spiky and like just like kind of transforms himself. And then when the Age of Apocalypse happened, the Age of Apocalypse Iceman was like unstoppable because he could just pull moisture out of you and stop you flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just this giant like ice creature. And so like, yeah, Bobby Drake is an Omega level ice creature because think about if you're, because his powers are more than just freezing ice. His powers are moisture manipulation.
Right. And everything has water in it.
And everything has water in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Magneto's power is just towards water.
It's like water bending on crack.
Exactly. That's exactly his power. So when you think about it that way, you're like, oh, he would be able to manipulate everything.
Yeah. Okay. So then who do we think is the most, or who you think is the most powerful?
Of this list?
Yes. It's this. I find this tough.
Who do you think?
I find this tough because there's a number of characters on here I don't like. So
you can't look at it that way.
But there are characters on here that I also feel like have never illustrated anything spectacular. So, like, I failed to see why they're Omega level, except that people have...
Like who?
Like, I think Quentin Quire, A, sucks as a character, and B, has never done anything spectacular. But since his inception, it's been like, oh, he's an Omega level mutant. Like, great, so do something cool. And he doesn't. He just
sucks.
Well,
there is a future storyline where Quentin actually gets the Phoenix.
Yes.
Which is the idea of why that he is like a very powerful telepath.
He's like the kid in high school you want to punch.
Yeah. But you can't treat it that way.
I know.
You can't just be like, I mean, I think Vulcan is,
I mean, like Psylocke, yeah, like Vulcan and Psylocke, I would want to knock off this list.
The idea of Vulcan is I just hate that idea.
It's probably the augmented Shi'ar technology.
But yeah, he is super powerful. Uh-huh. Like, he basically just, he took over the Shi'ar empire for a while.
I mean, I'm inclined to say Scarlet Witch, but that's just because her powers are so, like, fucking nonsensical that she can do anything. Like, that's her power. She can do anything.
I don't know. See, I kind of...
But in the same way the Phoenix... Yeah.
I kind of lean towards... Jean Grey's on this list as well, right?
Yeah, well, Jean Grey specifically when possessed by Phoenix.
Okay. For me, I kind of lean towards the mutants that specifically are mentioned as being, like, uber powerful. And, like, the mutants that are mentioned, like, several times where they're like, oh, man, if they're let go with their powers, they're going to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that really leans me towards the Cables.
Mm-hmm. The Summers' offspring?
Yes,
mutants?
Like... And I think you
think Cable, the collective Cables are more powerful than Rachel and Hope.
Well, see, here's the weird thing. Hope's powers are very
undefined,
are very ill-defined. So I think Hope is immediately knocked out of this. Mm-hmm. Jean Grey says that she's only with the Phoenix. I think she's knocked out of this. Mm-hmm.
Well, then Quentin Quire, you have to do the same thing,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm fine with Quentin Quire being knocked out of it. I think, and if we're going through the Cables... Obviously, X-Man Nate Grey is the most powerful of the three. So he jumps to the top. Rachel might be a challenge for Nate. Like you say, like mano a mano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, when they introduce Nate into the 616 universe, his psychic presence was so large that every telepath on Earth felt it. And I don't remember that happening with Rachel, so that's why I'm going to give Nate the slight advantage.
Do you think Nate is more powerful than Franklin Richards? I'm surprised you didn't go right to Franklin Richards.
Well, I'm getting to Franklin.
Okay.
Because Franklin has two storylines where he is shown against quite possibly the most living, the most powerful being in any Marvel universe, and that is Galactus.
Mm-hmm.
And in one storyline, he's shown as being able to basically make Galactus his puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another storyline, he's shown to basically that he will become Galactus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, does X-Men even stand a chance against
against
that?
Galactus?
Against the Galactus-level threat? My answer would automatically be no. I also don't believe that X-Man Nate Grey could create a pocket reality. Which Franklin Richards did when he was 8.
As a child, yeah.
So...
It's interesting because I feel like this discussion highlights some of the more problematic aspects of the X-Men. And,
making
and,
these godlike...
And the mythos that has cropped up around it. Because if you're putting this ranking system and then, again, you're going to put a character like... I'm sorry to our fans, but like Psylocke on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or Emma Frost, like they just don't stand up against...
You know what I think the bigger problem this list is? The bigger problem in this list, I think, is that it really points out that the X-Men writers keep giving new characters the exact same power set.
Or power level, yeah.
Jean Grey, Rachel Grey, Quentin Quire, Cable,
Hope
Strife,
Summers, yeah.
Hope Summers, Nate Grey, all have the same powers.
I mean, look, all X-Men characters, yep. I believe this, are photocopies of the original five dressed up differently.
Oh, yeah, like, give me some examples.
So...
Is there another Ice character besides Iceman?
No, okay, so not necessarily, but you have other characters that manifest, like, weird or hard outside shells, like Spike.
Yeah.
Or Magma.
Armor, or, maybe?
Or Armor, or the guy who who's, like, he's in, like, a Hazmat is his name.
Yeah, Hazmat.
So
you think that's a version, that's an archetype of Iceman.
Yeah, and okay. I think that you have, like, your physical freaks are all Beast.
Uh-huh.
Like Nightcrawler, the guy who's a tree.
Is anybody anybody that shoots energy is based off Cyclops?
Anybody with an outward, an offensive power set, Storm, are all derivative of Cyclops. Anyone with telepathy is obviously Jean / Professor X.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're usually their children.
And anybody that flies is Angel.
But yeah,
like the second Angel. In Grant Morrison run. And then also, who was the character? Is it Jinx or the Pixie?
Pixie. Oh, I love Pixie.
You like Pixie?
I do.
Oh, okay. She's not around anymore, I don't think.
She, her big heyday was, again, she was part of the same class as like Elixir and X-23. She was one of X-23's roommates.
Well, she was also big during the Matt Fraction Utopia.
Yes.
Run.
But yeah, I do believe that.
I never thought about it that way.
So that's, and I think that that can become problematic because if you have two, like, let's take Professor X off the table. If you have two Omega level mutants in your original five, like you have Jean and you have Bobby, then you just, whenever you copy their archetypes, you're eventually going to run into like, oh, but this one is like better than the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why it's annoying to me that all of the Summers slash Grey Children are on this list.
Because
like it shouldn't be a matter of your biology.
Those genes, baby.
And just because your parents are mutants doesn't mean you manifest the same.
Also doesn't mean you're a mutant.
Doesn't mean you're a mutant, but doesn't mean you manifest the same mutation either.
Yeah.
So it's annoying to me that like they get to have all the powerful telepaths.
Who do you think is the creme de la creme of the Omega?
It's interesting because the X characters that I'm interested in are not Omega level characters.
Yeah.
To be honest. So like I don't know a ton about
all
these
be
characters.
Dupe, okay.
I fucking love dupe. I don't know. Like I like a lot of the physical freak weirdo characters. I want to give it to Iceman. Well, just because Nightcrawler is my favorite.
Yeah.
I want to give it to Iceman because I just love the idea that Bobby Drake is kind of an idiot.
Yes.
But in like the sweetest, nicest way possible, that like he could be the most powerful mutant. But I think again, when you put Franklin Richards on the table, like it has to be Franklin Richards.
Yeah.
And I don't even like the Fantastic Four that much. But just the scale of storytelling and threat that he's taking on, it has to be.
You talking about Iceman, you should check out Mutant X, which is this alternate reality series where Havoc got kicked over to this alternate reality.
Yeah.
It has 33 issues. I love it. But Iceman in that is left over from, I believe, the weird Loki storyline where the X-Men fought Loki in the 80s.
Yeah.
But he's now where he can't change out of his ice form, and he's to the point where he's like a rogue. He's so powerful, like he's like a rogue, that if you touch him, you immediately freeze to death.
In the early aughts, when I bought X-Men comics for the first time, there was a storyline where like he was mutating back into ice, and they couldn't stop it.
I remember that too.
Yeah,
there also was a really cool storyline with Iceman. I think it was just before Onslaught. It was just before Onslaught, where he was in his ice form and he got like a chunk of his stomach knocked out.
Yeah.
And so he turned human and he was like, I can't turn back into he couldn't turn back into human because
he would die.
Because he like his intestines wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had to stay in ice form for like a long time. And then I think it was Emma Frost who fixed him.
I always thought that was cool. And then I thought it was really tragic in Days of Future Past where like they just broke his head off
and shattered him.
I was like, oh, my heart.
Yeah, shattered him. Okay, so take Franklin Richards off the table. Is it still Iceman?
I mean, I don't know if it's ever Iceman.
It ever Iceman? That's a good sitcom.
I have a hard time with the ill-defined power sets. Again, like Iceman, the potential to be is not good enough for me. I want some event where you have proven that you are, and so then I think it comes down to Professor X and Phoenix, or Jean Grey, because Professor X has done more things that have affected or ruined the lives of huge swaths of the population, so I just think it's probably Professor X.
I find that interesting, especially since Professor X-Man has beaten both of those characters.
Well, I know almost nothing about X-Man, so like, you know, like I said, I don't know a ton about all these characters,
so
like I can't lean back on that. Like, I don't know, maybe it should just default be Apocalypse because he was the first one.
Sure, why not?
But like, what I know about Hope and Rachel is real limited. So I don't, you know, I can't speak to that. Or like, or Legion. Everything I know about Legion is from TV. So
he made the Age of Apocalypse.
I mean, Dan Stevens is hot, but that's not enough.
And Legion has a terrible haircut.
Wait, on TV or in
no,
comics?
In the comics, he has like this giant black flat top.
When that show was announced, I was like, I don't know who that person is.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's the Guardians of the Galaxy of TV.
Franklin Richards for me, Iceman for you. Got it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
We could say that.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for your support over at Patreon. Let us know in the comments of this episode who you think is the most powerful Omega mutant, whatever you want to call it. And did we leave one off the list? Did we forget Dupe? I think we did. Okay. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And thanks for listening, you Omega level dupers.